Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today as we highlight the subject of caregiving. When life changes in an instant, the people closest to us often become the ones who carry the heaviest weight. Caregivers rarely get time to prepare. They step into that role with fear, determination, and a love strong enough to face the unthinkable. My guest today is someone who knows that reality firsthand. Shannon Williams became a caregiver on July 31st of this year after her husband Don experienced a life-changing accident. She's been by his side ever since. Shannon and her husband are currently at the Shepherd Center in Atlanta, one of the leading rehabilitation hospitals in the country. Now, she's still in the early months of this journey, but she's willing to share what these days have looked like, what she has learned, and the strength it takes to keep going. Shannon, welcome to The Mark White Show.
Thank you, Mark.
Shannon, for listeners who don't know your story, can you take us back to July 31st and share what happened and what those first hours and days were like for you and Don?
Like any other wreck, I was at home, got a call from his cell phone. When I answered, it was not his voice. They said that he was okay, but was being taken to UAB downtown Birmingham. So you are not okay when you're taken to UAB into a level one trauma center. When I got down there, I was able to see him for just maybe about a minute back in the emergency room. I could tell that he was really, really messed up. His head, face, he had neck brace on, whole nine yards, all the equipment hooked up to him. The first few days really weren't for him because they kept him sedated and intubated to continue surgeries. He had surgeries the first day of the wreck, and then he had two more surgeries within that week. For me, I wasn't really stressed about it. I could tell that God was with us and that he would get us through it. It was, I guess, later when realize exactly what his injuries were, that I realized what we could possibly be facing in the future and what I was in for as caring for him. I myself have been on disability since 2007. I still am concerned about not wearing myself down while I'm caring for him.
Naturally, we want to take care of the people that we care about. Unfortunately, a lot of us aren't necessarily equipped to dive into the caregiver role knowing what all the needs are. How have you been able to navigate as a caregiver to figure out what's the best way to take care of your husband?
Nursing staff has helped some, and other of it, I guess, is just maybe common sense. I mean, you know how to feed yourself, so you know how to feed others. Sometimes he gets frustrated because I try and feed him too fast. And then, of course, he needs help with everything. He has use of his arms, but his hands, he can open and close his right hand a little bit, but his left hand, he refers to it as a sock puppet. So he really doesn't have much use of his hands. So it was just starting to navigate, realizing that I have to do everything for him just about, just because he can't do much by himself. So it was just watching the nursing and what they're doing and learning from what they were doing outside of, like I said, the common sense type stuff. You have to learn how to turn them. With him being paralyzed, he has to be turned every 2 to 3 hours to keep from getting bed sores. So when we get released from rehab, he had to have surgery for a really bad bed sore he had. So when we get released to come home between his inpatient rehab and then getting to come back to the Shepherd Center for outpatient rehab next year after he heals from his surgery from that bed sore, it's up to me to not only make sure that he heals correctly from the surgery he had, but also to prevent him from getting more bed sores. So there's a lot more to it other than just your common sense and activities of daily living type stuff. You also have to help keep them rotated and turned in bed to, when they are in bed. And even when they're sitting in their wheelchair, you have to make sure that they remember to do their weight shifts to bring the blood flow back to the rear, because they can't shift like we do in seats.
Sylvia Blackerby connected us, and she had seen a show that I had done on caregiving. And one of the topics of the conversation was the caregiver taking care of themselves, getting the rest they need, eating right, and being able to be the best caregiver you can be by taking care of yourself. What have you done to be able to find time to take care of yourself?
I will agree it's a challenge. There are days that I'm in the middle of doing something that I may not be able to put down at the time. And he's like, I need a drink of water. So, I mean, he can't get it himself. But it is a hard balance. I have some protein shakes that I drink to get some extra protein in during the days. I take a couple of sleep supplements to help me get a good night's sleep. Sometimes some nights they work, some nights they don't. And then I have done some self-care as well. I've done a massage, and I'm probably going to do another one next week because, like you said, we have to take care of ourselves to take care of them.
And as you know now, there's a community out there of caregivers, and they often find each other pretty quickly, especially when you're at a hospital setting. Have you connected with other caregivers at the Shepherd Center? And if so, how has that support helped you move forward?
I have, yeah. And we actually, when we were over at UAB in Birmingham, there was a couple that was next door to us that were actually from Atlanta. He was injured while he was working in Birmingham. So when he was actually at they moved him to the Shepherd Center. So the day that we arrived here, I already had a support here through them. And then I've met some other people here, and then they also have, they do have a psychologist here that is also available for the caregivers. And then they also have, weekly group support meetings, as well to help the caregivers. So we can all because, I mean, even though we are all in the same lake, we all have our own separate boats. We're going through the similar situations, but we are all have our own unique things that we're having to take care of in navigating those waters. So it is good to have the group therapy sessions as well, because you realize that you're not alone in some of your feelings.
Shannon, just being a few months removed from the accident, you've had to learn a lot very quickly. What has surprised you the most about yourself, what you have found out about yourself during this time?
The amount of patience that I have for my husband now. I don't have much for other people. They seem to take the brunt of it because all my patience is used for him. And I guess just the strength that we are both finding that God has given us. Because he amazes me and he's has thanked me for everything I've done for him. So
you feel like faith has helped you keep going during the hard days?
Definitely. Absolutely. Just when you think things are getting worse, you start feeling some despair. You realize just how good God has been. And your mind shift and thoughts completely change.
What signs of burnout or emotional strain do you notice in yourself or in other caregivers that people should be aware of if they're in the same position or a similar position?
Just the little things seem to upset you more. Just this morning, for instance, I was trying to take care of three things while getting ready for your call. And then I kept getting text messages. I mean, that just my phone going off just caused a reaction out of me. And it's like I haven't, the past couple of nights, it's been probably midnight before I've been able to fall asleep and getting up at 6:30. And that's just not enough sleep for my body. And so I can realize by my reaction to the little things that, okay, I need to go take a step back. And over here at the Shepherd Center, I have an apartment I can go to. It's like I need to go to the apartment. I need to decompress. I need a little bit of time by myself. Just, again, for that self-care, because you have to do the self-care. You cannot take care of anyone if you're not taking care of yourself first. It's just like on an airplane, they say, put your oxygen mask on first before you help someone else, because you're not any good if you're not replenishing yourself.
We're currently with Sylvia Williams. She's at the Shepherd Center in Atlanta with her husband, Don. He had an accident in July, and she has become a caregiver for her husband. We're having a conversation about caregiving, and she's just a few months removed from the accident, but she has learned a lot. And I wanted to have this conversation today to not only encourage her, but also encourage others who are caregivers and those who have yet to face the situation of being a caregiver. Will you stick with me, Shannon, as we continue this conversation?
Yes, sir.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us, too. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today. Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information. The Athens Bible School for the Students Golf Tournament has been rescheduled to Monday, November 17th at Canebrake Golf Club in Athens. Registration starts at 10:15 with lunch from Southern Table at 10:30 and tea time at 11:30. It's going to be a great day of fellowship and fun that helps support Athens Bible School students and teachers. Get your team registered or become a sponsor today at athensbibleschool.org or call 256-232-3525. That's the For the Students Golf Tournament, November 17th at Canebrake Golf Club, and we'll see you on the course. With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com
or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Hi, this is Don McClain. You're listening to The Mark White Show. Find a way to make a difference by listening to this show. I hope you'll tune in. Perhaps they'll listen.
To the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away, 'cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. Currently I'm with Shannon Williams. She is in Atlanta at the Shepherd Center. Her husband Don had a vehicle accident back in July, and she has been with him by his side ever since. We're highlighting caregivers today, an important role that many of you have taken on yourself. And you understand when you hear Shannon talk what she's experiencing in a lot of ways with the struggle of trying to be a caregiver and taking care of yourself. And Shannon, I'd like to welcome you back to the show.
All right. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it.
How has Don's injury impacted your family dynamic and the people that surround you?
Well, for one, we're not home right now. We're out of state for his rehab because the Shepherd Center was the best place for us to come. And if I can just put this out there, if there's ever anyone with a spine or brain injury, please get them to the Shepherd Center. But it's the family dynamic. We don't have children, so it's just the two of us. We do still have, I have both my parents, and he has his dad and stepmom and brother and stepbrother-in-law. So, I mean, we are away from them. They have come over to visit us. But as far as our, just mine and his family dynamic, I don't guess that's really changed a whole lot because it's just the two of us no matter where we are. It's just changed the things that we do on a daily basis, and we're having to do some things differently and some things we're not able to do at all right now. But we will be able to.
In this situation, of course, when the accident happened, you're going to have a lot of response from a lot of people, people who are concerned, who care about you, who love your family. Unfortunately, as time starts to happen as it does, a lot of times you won't hear as many messages, you won't get as much contact. Now, I do remember you saying that you're getting a lot of texts this morning, so somebody's checking in. How has it been as far as the response from friends and family and people who are there to support you during this time?
We have always known that we have a wonderful group of friends. We just did not know how awesome they were until this, because there has not been a decrease in support from them at all. They are checking on us just about daily. If I don't send a text, I would send out group updates. And if I don't, if I miss 2 or 3 days, they're texting us wanting to know, hey, what's going on? Friends have made the drive from Birmingham over to Atlanta to see us several times. Family has also done the same. So there has not been a decrease in support as of yet, and I pray that there won't be, just because the friends are, most of them are long-term friends. So hopefully we won't experience that. I know that there's a possibility, just from what I went through with my own disability, that does happen, that some people either don't know how to be around health issues. They are afraid they may say or do the wrong thing. There's just several different reasons as to why the support may drop off. But so far, thankfully, we have not experienced that with our friends with his injury.
From the beginning in July, facing this accident, there were a lot of unknowns. Is there anything in particular that you wish that you had known, that you know now, that that helps you as a caregiver?
I wish that I had known to start with that he needed to be turned in the bed every 2 to 3 hours, since he was not physically able to do that himself, being sedated plus being paralyzed. Because if that happens, you do get bed sores, and that can happen within the span of just 12 hours. Because the skin, you know, when we're sleeping or sitting, we're constantly moving, we're constantly shifting. If an area goes numb, we shift. An area goes to sleep, we shift. An area gets painful, we shift. With paralysis, they don't know that their body still has the reaction to that stuff. You just don't get the sensation to correct the problem before it becomes a problem. So that's my biggest regret, is not realizing that he needed to be turned within the time span that the bed sore set in.
Shannon, what would you say to the caregiver listening right now who may feel overwhelmed or unseen or exhausted by the responsibility they've taken on as a caregiver?
I don't know if I know the answer to that, because all I do is turn to God in prayer. And just ask him to provide me the strength and the peace that I need to continue to care for my husband.
For those nurses who have guided you and helped you, and I know that you said you've had some who've helped you along this journey, what would you say to them as a way of encouraging them to keep doing what they're doing to helping the families that are in situations similar to yours?
That I'm so thankful that they chose the field that they did, because they truly have a compassionate heart. And I pray that they never experience burnout, because they are wonderful at their job. And I pray that they always receive satisfaction from it.
Are there any ways, Shannon, that my listeners can help you and Don right now?
If anyone knows of any contacts that could be made, I want to make some changes as to what goes on, both with hospitals and with insurance. I don't want Don's injuries to be for nothing, and I want to pay it forward. I want to help others navigate this as well, because the hospitals, they're good at showing you what to do and how to care for the person. However, the navigation of it is somewhat up to you yourself. They give you some resources, but then you have to figure out how the resources connect, what you have to do to get to those resources. So I just want to help others not ease their experience through a situation like this. So if there's anyone out there that has any contact information to help me do that, I would greatly appreciate it.
I think it would be a good time, probably, if you have an email address, maybe that someone could email you. Do you have an email address that you could share?
I do, yes. It is shan.w2008@gmail.com. That's shan.w2008@gmail.com.
Shannon, I want to thank you for opening up your heart and sharing your story and Don's story today, because as you know, caregivers often carry a weight that few people can truly understand until they are in that situation. But conversations like this remind us that you're not alone, and others are not alone, and that their strength matters. And I want to tell the caregivers right now who are listening that they are seen and they are appreciated, and their love is making a difference every single day for the person they're caring for and the example that they're setting. And I appreciate you joining me here on the Mark White Show today, Shannon.
Well, Mark, I appreciate it too. And if there's any caregivers out there that just need a shoulder, they're also welcome to email me.
Thank you, Shannon. Take care of yourself, and thank you for taking care of Don.
All right. Have a good one.
Here on the Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make an impact in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
The Athens Bible School for the Students Golf Tournament has been rescheduled to Monday, November 17th at Canebrake Golf Club in Athens. Registration starts at 10:15 with lunch from Southern Table at 10:30 and tea time at 11:30. It's going to be a great day of fellowship and fun that helps support Athens Bible School students and teachers. Get your team registered or become a sponsor today at athensbibleschool.org or call 256-232-3525. That's the For the Students Golf Tournament, November 17th at Canebrake Golf Club, and we'll see you on the course. Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter. Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.